You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has cleared the way for the state to institute a ban on conversion therapy. The court ruled that a Republican-controlled legislative committee's rejection of a state agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ+ people was unconstitutional. The 4-3 ruling from the court comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ+ rights. Governor Tony Evers issued nearly 24 partial vetoes last week when he signed the state budget into law. Perhaps the most significant, according to the governor himself, was the removal of a 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional Institution. Evers has proposed closing the 1898 prison as part of a broader overhaul of the state's correction system. He proposed that plan back in February and said it would cost $500 million. But last week, the governor said the legislature hadn't engaged with his plan or proposed their own, and he objected to settling a firm deadline without one in place. He removed the 2029 deadline to close Green Bay Correctional. Still, the budget keeps $15 million to begin planning for a prison realignment and potential closure of the prison. A proposed bill that aims to make it easier to access government records is currently awaiting action in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The legislation would make it easier for groups who pursue legal action over government records to win back legal fees for their expenses. It states that legal fees must be awarded to the requester of government records if a court determines that the filing of the lawsuit was a substantial factor in the decision to release those records. The bill was approved by the state Senate in May and advanced to a hearing in the state assembly in June. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman announced his proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by up to 5% for the 2025-26 academic year. Rothman's proposal would increase tuition by 4% at all universities, with an optional 1% additional for a maximum of 5%. All universities, except UW-Green Bay, plan to adopt the additional 1% if the proposal is approved by the Board of Regents, which will consider the plan Thursday. Further, UW-River Falls is seeking an additional increase as part of an ongoing effort to support student success initiatives, which would bring its resident undergraduate increase to 5.8%. The region's vote on Rothman's proposal comes after lawmakers and Governor Tony Evers reached agreement on a new state budget for the next 2 years starting July 1st. Under the budget, the UWs would receive a funding increase of about $256 million, much of which is dedicated to specific initiatives. State funding represents approximately one-fifth of the UW's total revenues. Compared to UW comprehensive peers, resident undergraduate tuition increased just 7.7% during the 10-year period from 2015 to 2025, well below neighboring states, which ranged from increases of 21.7% to 28.8% during that same time period. Overall, the total proposed cost of attendance for resident undergraduates will increase on average of 3.8% when segregated fees and room and board costs are considered. The Regents approved segregated fees in April. Universities would increase non-resident undergraduate tuition by either the same percentage or same dollar amount as resident undergraduate tuition under the proposal. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is advising residents to be on the lookout for another invasive insect that's been spreading towards the state. The Asian longhorn beetle has not been confirmed in Wisconsin yet, but it has spread to neighboring Midwest states like Ohio. The invasive beetle is most active during the summer months and poses a threat to trees that shed their leaves every fall. They're typically a little over an inch long and have a shiny black body with white spots and long antennae with black and white stripes. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for potential scams during the holiday sale season. According to a press release, July is a popular time for businesses of all sizes to offer discounts for July 4th or the summer season in general. That means it's also a popular time for scammers to target potential victims with misleading advertisements or lookalike websites. The Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be wary of social media ads, fake package delivery messages, and unsecure websites. Tax credits have helped a biohealth company on Madison's West Side add about 200 new jobs. Catalent Pharmacy Solutions makes all kinds of treatments and is spending about $45 million on expanding. Governor Tony Evers praised the company's growth, saying Wisconsin's workforce, universities, and culture of innovation are making the state a hub for the biohealth and biotech industries. The company is getting as much as $2 million in tax credits from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. The State Journal reports this is the fourth time over the last 15 years or so that the state has supported Catalent's growth. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to a house fire at 26502 County Highway E last night around 7:20. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke and fire coming from the roof area of the home. The Richland Center Fire Department requested box alarm for assistance and a change of quarters to cover the Richland Center station. 9 fire units and 34 firefighters responded and were on the scene for 2 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, the Muscadet, Blue River, Viola, and Lone Rock Fire Departments. The Cazenovia and Hillsboro Fire Departments provided a change of quarters with a tender and engine at the Richland Center Fire Station. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and rear portion of the home, but there was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. No injuries were reported. A federal magistrate judge has recommended that charges proceed against Wisconsin Judge Hannah Dugan. Dugan was indicted in May on allegations that she helped a man evade U.S. immigration agents in her courthouse in Milwaukee. She has pleaded not guilty and argued the charges violate her judicial immunity and Wisconsin sovereignty. On Monday, the magistrate judge rejected her argument, stating judicial immunity does not apply to criminal charges. The final decision rests with U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman. Dugan faces up to 6 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors allege she helped the man escape through a back door to avoid arrest. No trial date is set. The Family Thrift Shop Board will host its monthly meeting Thursday at 1 at the Family Thrift Shop. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun, and there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first 2 installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the five-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its fourth week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in fifth place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear, we'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.